நீங்கள் SBS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள்.
Greetings, Shakti.
Good to be there. Hi, Sanjayan.
Your new production, Stay, is going to be staged during the Sydney Festival. Tell us what Stay is all about.
Stay begins with the discovery of two skeletons caught in an embrace on the dried up creek bed of a farm in remote Queensland. And over the course of the show, we come to discover how and why those skeletons got there. And the mystery of this brings together the lives of three women thousands of kilometers apart, and they realize that they have a shared past, and the truth of what they uncover forces them to radically change their lives and their sense of who they are. And it's a collaboration between Kurunji, the company that I've set up in Western Sydney, and a Singaporean company, Xather Collective, who are an amazing group of musicians and artists who play a mixture of traditional Chinese instruments and contemporary music.
The three women you mention who are connected some way mm-hmm. are from three different cultures, three different backgrounds.
Yes. One is the farmer, is a Maltese English Australian in Queensland. A woman who returns to country is a Tagalaka woman, an Indigenous woman from that area. And then there's a Singaporean businesswoman who is returning to Singapore to coming home from work for Qingming, which is a festival, the Chinese, a ritual the Chinese do to clean the tombs of their ancestors and talk to them once a year. So those are the three women. And their stories, although it's a work of fiction, their stories are heavily inspired by three women from the ensemble and their real personal lives. So Jasmine Shepherd, who used to dance for Bangara, is a Tagalaka woman with a mixture of Aboriginal and Chinese and Hungarian and Jewish ancestry. Natalie from Xather Collective lives in Singapore now, and Mae Falzon grew up in remote New South Wales in the bush and comes from a farming family and is a mixture of Maltese and English heritage. It's really built out of the personal lives of these three women. And although the final work is a work of fiction, it comes from the truth of their family histories.
Apart from the narrative, you also have woven music from different regions as well, I understand.
The show is an amalgamation of music, dance, film, and dialogue. So it's very interdisciplinary theatre. And actually, that's inspired by the fact that my own heritage in terms of Tamil Sri Lankan and its connection to South India's classical arts, which I was brought up in because of my mother's relationship to Bharatanatyam. Andy and Natalie from Singapore, brought up in traditional Chinese aesthetic systems and music, and Jasmine coming from an Indigenous background. All three of us have this innate connection to storytelling and culture and ritual being interwoven. And the way we sing songs at temple or on stage or when we're washing our clothes or sitting on top of a mountain, they're all interlinked. And so throughout the show, we're trying to still have that feeling that we were brought up in, but in a very contemporary way, a modernized way, the way we do it now, of but still have all those art forms flowing into each other. So there's a lot of music throughout the show. The Singaporean storyline is told across 14 screens through a combination of music and film. And the Australian actors are real live actors, so that's where we have our live theatre and dialogue. So it's a really exciting blend of all of this, and it's quite beautiful, actually. We're in production week right now and seeing it all come to life, and it's gorgeous.
Your last production during Sydney Festival was Counting and Cracking, which had an expansive stage and was a massive production. What can we expect in this production?
This production is quite spectacular as well, but in a different way. It's kind of gentle and vast, like the Australian outback is, and immersive. We're in Bay 17 in Carriage Works, which is a very big space. I think audiences can be expect to be brought into a vast open world of the Australian outback. And then on top of that, we have those 14 screens and the kind of layered, vertical, dense world of Singapore on top of that.
All this happening simultaneously.
That's right. Yeah.
The last play you had ran for 3 hours.
Yeah.
What's the duration of this play?
No, this one's about 80 minutes. I've learned to become more concise.
And give us the logistical details on the show.
Oh, okay. So the show, it's called Sue or Stay. It's at Carriage Works from the 12th to the 16th of January. It's in Bay 17, the big space in Carriage Works. And if you go to the Sydney Festival website and go to the Stay page, you can book your tickets there. And also, with audiences need to be masked and double vaxxed, and there's plenty of room in the seating bank to socially distance from other people. All the necessary precautions are being taken to make sure it's as safe an environment as possible for people to come and enjoy the show.
Thank you for that, Shakti. But one last question before you go.
Yes.
There's a bit of agitation by people of Palestinian indigenous groups and their supporters because the Sydney Festival had received sponsorship of $20,000 from Israeli consulate here. And some of the participants or performers, about 45 of them, have withdrawn from the festival. But you have chosen to stay. What's your take?
The members of the boycott movement, many of them are colleagues and friends. And when I first learnt that Sydney Festival had accepted that sponsorship, I was deeply troubled because the success of any arts festival means that all the artists working at that festival feel safe and welcome to do so. So regardless of your politics on this issue, that is always paramount. All artists must feel safe and welcome to work on a festival. And accepting that sponsorship means that artists of Palestinian background in particular, and their allies and their collaborators, are no longer to operate to the best of their ability. And so I've been in conversations with both the executive staff and the board of Sydney Festival about this, and we'll continue those conversations. And I have made our position to stay in the festival clear to those in the boycott, who are my colleagues and friends as well. We don't want to cause more harm. That's my paramount value and principle here. We are in a position where we've been working on developing this show for years with partners in different parts of the world. And as I talked about earlier in the interview, the story of this show is built out of the real lives of some of the people in this ensemble. There are many communities involved who are also from minority and underprivileged backgrounds, and we believe in giving them a greater power and a voice. That's why we make theatre in the first place. And for us to cancel the show would do damage to the people involved in it and the communities involved in it who've been part of this journey. And so despite our great sympathies and solidarity with the Palestinian artists and their collaborators and who are working and now, you know, feel they can't be part of the festival, we also need to make sure we protect and provide a safe space for those who are in our team. And for that reason, we're staying in the festival, and we've made that position and the nuance of that clear to both members of the boycott movement and the executive and board of the festival, and continue those conversations. And what's been really good has been that it's been such a difficult time navigating that line, and it's been a lot of emotional labor and time spent talking to all the different partners. But what's been really good has been finding that there are people on all sides of this issue who understand that we each need to consider deeply where we sit as individual teams and try and take the nuanced position as possible that protects the people we're working with. And I think most of the people who are around this understand that.
Thank you very much for that, Shakti, and wishing you all the best for your current production and all the future endeavors.
Thank you, Sanjay. Great to be here and talk about it.
விருப்பம் பகிர்வு கருத்து பதிவு லைக் ஷேர் காமெண்ட் SBS தமிழின் Facebook.